start. We're here once again with Maine hockey coach Ben Barr. Maine coming off a sweep at home this week of a very good Lowell, University of Massachusetts Lowell team. There was a lot to like. What did you like the most?
I like how we played on Saturday night. I thought that was the closest we've played to almost going all the way back to probably when we played UNH at home here. We played well. And then after that, it's been really, inconsistent as far as just our habits and our details. And I thought that was the best that those things have been as far as just playing the game the right way on Saturday night. Friday night, I didn't think we played very well at all. Doesn't mean we're not going to win, right. Like that, which is a good sign. But it's not sustainable to play trade scoring chances game, if we want to be where we want to be at the end of the year. And we have to, and I thought Saturday was a better effort all around.
Yeah, the last five or six games, you've given up the first goal and then had to come back. Is there a remedy for that's apparent, or is it just something you can't figure out at the moment?
Things happen, right? Yeah. Weird things happen. I don't think it's like we're going out there going, oh, well, it's basically been the first shot or first scoring chance goes in every night. Now, some of that is, are we, in net? Are we mentally ready to play? I mean, on Saturday night, that was a great play. I don't think anyone's stopping that.
No.
We turned one over in the neutral zone, and they made a really good play in the 3-on-2. But some of the other ones, there can be some focus involved there that we have to, and a lot of that isn't physical or anything. It's more of just a mental mindset. Are we ready to go from the drop of the puck? And I don't really read too much into it, and hopefully it's not something that happens every night going forward.
The penalty kill was great this weekend. I think you would prefer to kill fewer penalties. Shorthanded, you get two shorthanded goals that really, each case sort of turns the momentum of the game around. What's the key to good penalty killing? What is it you're doing well?
Well, I think when our penalty kill is doing well, we're not giving easy setups. It helps by winning the first faceoff, and if you can get it clear right away, that helps. It just gives you momentum. Just 20 seconds basically cleared off the clock to start. And then, we try to pressure the team and not allow them to feel comfortable at all. I mean, it's the same with our power play. Like, when our power play gets set up in the zone and they're allowed to have time and space, they're going to make plays and score goals. And that's for any power play in our league. So, yeah, I thought we did a good job on the weekend of not letting them get real comfortable. And in turn, sometimes you get scoring chances and score your own goals when that happens.
You've been on a really good streak here in terms of wins. I mean, I think you've lost, one in the last 12 or 13 or whatever it is. And you've done that, and I don't know that everybody really appreciates this. You've done it without two key pieces to the team you anticipated having this season, Nolan Renwick and Grayson Arnott. You got a weekend off now, a bye week. Is that going to give you time to get more guys back into where you want them?
Yeah, I think we're getting closer. Hopefully those guys there, I think those two are close to being available again. And, but that's going to be on them to, in our day and age, it used to be, I think 20, 30 years ago, it was, hey, if you have one leg falling off, you're doing whatever. Like, now it's, those players have to tell you when they're ready to go.
Right.
And they have to be confident, work with Paul Kalina, our trainer, and our medical staff. And, we don't get involved in it. We just basically, hey, are we going? Are you good? Okay, if you're good, then you're an option to go in the lineup. And if not, the next guy will go. And it's been good. It's been really good experience for players that, maybe wouldn't be getting the minutes that they've gotten the last couple months, because of those guys being out. So it's just going to add to the depth of our team when they come back.
You got a chance to look at your newest player, Jack Dalton, this weekend. It looked like he belonged out there. In fact, it caught me by surprise. I check off everybody who's going to play, and I didn't have time to do that. And suddenly I looked out there, so that's the new guy, and he can fire a puck down the ice. Mm-hmm. Man, oh man, he made a clear that was just like boom. That's got to make you feel good. I mean, I realize he's going to have time to integrate, but
yeah, I mean, those are situations like in practice last week. You never know. Like we don't. I mean, he's going to be a good player here, but. You don't know. We have no idea how he's going to assimilate. And literally, in 2 days, we're like, hey, this guy looks like he could go out there. And then Saturday, we put him out there, and I think he almost scored in his first shift. And you're like, hey, it's kind of nice when a guy can just go and, you know. I think he probably just, he's a mature kid. He's been around the block in junior hockey. He's gone through. You know, a lot of what some of these other guys like Brazil and Friel and Hull and these guys have gone through it, you know, and they fight their way. So then when they get a chance, they're not overwhelmed by the moment. And I think that was the case with him. You know, I mean, we'll see what happens the rest of the way here. We got a pretty deep decor right now. And, you know, but I think a big piece of it is not being overwhelmed. And he wasn't. He just went out and enjoyed it.
So, yeah,
good for him.
You got great play out of all your lines. I mean, everybody looked like they were clicking well. The change to put Harrison Scott with the Nadeau brothers and move Linden back with Donovan and Thomas Friel has really paid off. I mean, you look like you have two lines nobody wants to see.
Yeah, I mean, I think we had that with it the other way too.
Yeah,
you know, so. Sometimes it's, you know, you just kind of want to keep, as a coach, like, and I, you know, you always learn and, you know, I'm learning as I go through this, but you can't be afraid just to try things and you don't know, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. That was an easy one to do because Harrison and Linden are such good players that, like, they can play with anybody.
Right.
It doesn't really matter. You know, and it's, you know, the knee jerk would be like, well, we did it the third period of a Friday night at UConn, and it gave us a little spark. It wasn't necessarily that change that changed things, but this sparked the team a little bit. We scored those five goals, and the next night it was stale. We were stale as a team. Friday was okay, and then Saturday, you know, obviously Harrison had a hat trick, and you know, Donovan scored, and you know, so it's we got some. You know, it seemed to work. Now, who knows the next game, you know? But right. It's nice to be able to make those changes and know, like, those guys can play with whoever.
You're headed into the final stretch here in high. It's all Hockey East from here out. Nobody in Hockey East is invincible, as we've seen. The other weekend, they were all splits. I know your guys will stay focused. I don't worry about that. What do you use this weekend for as you get ready for that? Would you rather be playing this weekend?
No, we'll just take it one day at a time, and we have to keep our mental focus sharp. We can't just, you know, we might be able to recover a little bit physically in an off week, which is important. I don't think we had one last year, and I think it really hurt us. I don't think in the second half we had an off weekend. And that was tough. So, you know, we have to use this to our advantage and hopefully refresh us. But it can't change our mental mindset of like, okay, let's not think and let's, you know, let's get loose mentally. We might be able to recover physically and not go as long, or you know, maybe they get an extra day off one of these days. But when we're out there, we have to be locked in. We've learned that about our team, and they know that. Like, we can't just go out and. Oh, let's go through the motions today. That's not an effective way for us to exist.
Well, it's been really fun to watch the team this season, see a lot of the progress, and we're looking forward to getting a chance to see you back home here in the Alphonse soon.
Awesome.
Thank you very much, Coach.